It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is Jack Lessenberry, Michigan Radio's political analyst. Hey, Jack, long time no talk, so let's get busy. Who is the boss, Jack? Who's in control of Michigan's worst performing schools now?
I guess the question is whether anyone is, Rena. But what happened this week is Governor Snyder moved the school reform office, sort of by fiat, from the Department of Education to the Department of Management and Budget, which he directly controls. And we'll just have to see what happens. Of course, most of the people in the Education Department aren't happy about this. They're in the process of picking a new superintendent. And John Austin, president of the board, said this caused a couple of candidates to pull out. So we'll just see. Other people say, well, what's happening isn't working and they have to try something. And still others say, well, you know, the governor's had this Educational Achievement Authority, the EAA, and that hasn't worked either. So we'll just have to see what happens.
Yeah. Well, Michigan is talking about legalizing marijuana. We certainly wouldn't be the first state to do so, but how likely is it to happen? And would it be a good thing or a bad thing for Michigan, do you think, Jack?
Well, I think it's not very likely. You have a solid Republican majority in both houses of the legislature, and there's a lot of people who are sort of conservatives and religious conservatives who probably have no interest in doing that. Whether it would be a good thing or a bad thing, you can see lots of arguments both ways. Right now, I mean, there are a lot of people who consume marijuana. You probably couldn't have enough jails to lock them all up. You've got medical marijuana, which is legal, but no state-sanctioned growing facilities. You might say you'd have better quality and less chance of people being poisoned by plants sprayed by the highway department, say, if it were legal. But then there are others who worry about high drivers smashing into people and people at work high messing with machinery. So I think this is not going to happen anytime soon, but down the line, more and more states are probably going to be doing this.
I don't think we could talk about the week in Michigan without mentioning a skirmish of sorts about openly carrying a weapon at an Ann Arbor choral performance at a high school. It got ugly. Teachers got nasty troll-type letters. What is this really all about, Jack?
Well, apparently the gun people are testing the limits. It's not only in Ann Arbor. We've had a couple schools in metropolitan Detroit where people who had permits were obviously armed, walking up to the schools and sort of terrorizing instructors and people coming and examining their papers. But it seems to me that there's, on the part of the pro-gun people, some sort of needless and silly confrontations going on. We've all had enough horror stories of people who came to events and started shooting. So what's going on completely, I don't have a clue, but maybe this sort of underscores what some of us think is the absurdity of our gun laws and the idea that anybody should be able to take a weapon any place, including school or a church or the bathroom, anytime they want to.
Well, you heard it here first. Jack says he doesn't have a clue. And with that, have a great weekend, Jack.
Well, I look forward to talking to you next week.